coming to a hospice situation, you immediately have a sense that the people who come here for care at a very difficult time at the end of life are treated as individuals. They're valued for the people that they are, and it's very obvious in the whole multidisciplinary team that this is a very, very high value. When you speak to the folks who come here for a short time or for perhaps a longer time, they say with a real measure of emotion just how much this place means to them at this point in time. And that has lots of unsaid sentiments and thoughts, but you know it truly meets a need, not just physically but emotionally and spiritually, for them and for their families. The reality is that very few people would come into a hospice situation, but that doesn't mean that there are many, many people outside in the community who need the hospice and holistic care when they are in a terminal or a chronic situation. And I would encourage Christians and people of faith to apply some of those same values, to treat people as individuals, allow them to make decisions that are right for them, and to get alongside people and listen to them and really reach out to them as individuals so that they know that they are valued as people. Because in a sense, that's the biggest witness of all, that just as God values them as individuals at every dimension of their life, so we as Christians can express that value and show that caring capacity.